Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast, episode number 272, coming to you live out of the Bluegrass in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Stephen Zimmer on a fine Wednesday evening. And tonight joining me for the co-hosting side of things is, for at least a little while tonight, the one, the only Holly Phillippe. And joining us in progress tonight will be R.G. Westerman. And, of course, Holly is swamped for morning tonight on the topic of tonight's show. It is a special, the Imaginarium Convention special. And so Holly will be with us maybe for the first part of the show, but she may have to dive off a little bit later as we maybe RG and I take questions and comments so Holly can focus on the fun and joys of the programming side, which, let me tell you, it is it's always an adventure. Let's call it that way. Hi, Holly. There you are. I see you online.
That's one word for it.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we got to keep it family friendly, right?
Well, I'll tell you guys, you just don't. I think some of you do understand, but I put a lot of work into to making the programming better and better and better and better every year. And, you know, so we cover every aspect, every genre, you know, of writing. And not everybody thinks outside the box that, you know, there is songwriting. There is poetry, still writing, game development. Somebody's got to write the stories to, you know, go along with the games, role-playing game, board games, always got to have a story. It's all writing. Music, it's writing. Screenwriting, film, it's all connected. And so, you know, a lot of people were just under the impression, oh, well, you know, books, that's the only writing. No, you know, there's many different writers, freelancing and ghostwriting, and, you know, so we try to cover, you know, almost everything we can under that. So, you know, you've got the newbie writers or more advanced that want to try something different can get the programming and networking that can help them build, you know, in their sphere.
Yeah. Most definitely, and that's the foundation of it all. It's storytelling and writing in all of its forms and phases. Mm-hmm. You know, the craft of writing, the life of the writer. Yeah. You know, we have panels on mental health and things like that. You know, mm-hmm. social media and marketing and promotion, big part of life as a writer today. Technologies of the world today as a writer. You know, you started introduce some things like cryptocurrency even, and of course, you know, mm-hmm. you know, e-books and audiobooks and all kinds of stuff are a part of it. I mean, it's comprehensive, and that's what we strive for, and we want to make it a very comprehensive event, and that's a challenge, and especially in a year, which this year we are actually a hybrid convention with a full slate of programming in virtual and a full slate in the physical side, in person side. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, Holly has her system, and I know that, you know, eventually it'll start to, but yeah, this year it's been, getting all that in place. So it's Holly's been really, really, really working hard. And then we've got, also, let's see, in the chat room, I do want to welcome some of our regulars in the chat room. We've got the one, the only, Tommy B. Smith. And Tommy, if you do feel like calling in tonight to hang out and give a perspective as a guest of many previous Imaginariums, feel free to. And because I don't want to put too pressure on anybody else, but I know Tommy loves to chat about things sometimes. And we got Sandy Linder, and we got Carol Preflatish and Amy McCorkle so far in the chat room. So welcome aboard. And, it's a eighth year. It still kind of blows me away to think that we're in year eight. And this year it's
a very different year.
Yeah, very different year coming off a very odd 2020 with, of course, the wonderful, and I say that sarcasm, just to be clear, pandemic. And, you know, we had to go to a full virtual format last year that set the stage for this year as far as doing the dual format, you know, which is one, we took a silver lining from that. But the one thing that got delayed a year was actually the venue itself, which Holly and I have been talking about a lot since we thought we were going to have a live event last year. We were all telling all you all, hey, it's got a great new venue. It's, you know, a new, very modern venue, a really great facility. It's just the right size. It's laid out just right. I mean, very nice place. And so last year we were going to debut it, and then, you know, the story. We had to go to a virtual-only event with all the lockdowns. So this year we finally get to debut it. And let me tell you, this is a nice nice place, the Holiday Inn Louisville East, right off the interstate. No need to drive downtown Louisville. It's very simple and easy to get to, right off I-64. Very easy to access. And it is
literally
nice, Holly.
Right down the, if you've been mm-hmm. to the previous Imaginarians, it's literally right down the road from our old venue. And it doesn't look like a bomb area no more. The new venue, if anybody has been to the old one in 2019, yeah, it was quite a wake-up call that we needed, you know, to branch out and get a new venue. And like I said, it's been all redone. It's been remodeled. It's, you know, there's a bar
modern.
There. There's
it's
a restaurant on site.
Here.
We will have concessions. I did work with the hotel today, and I will be introducing the menu. I will post that into both the guest forum and on Facebook, and I will post it on the just the Imaginarium Facebook page. And that will be offered during like 11 to 3 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday for right outside the vendor hall. So they're going to have pop, chips, bottled water, you know, other little snacks, candy bars, going to be hot dogs, salads, you know, stuff like that, wraps, to be
mm-hmm.
offered.
Lots of stuff.
That is easy to access for all of our vendors, for all of our panelists. You know, it's right there. And the prices, wow, they really worked with us, and they got the prices, I mean, to sell. It's reasonable, and, yeah, they didn't gouge us, which I appreciate very much. So, yeah, you guys are going to be wild, I will say. We have the whole bottom of the hotel is literally Imaginarium, all of it. And then we take the elevator or the stairs. Take the stairs if you can. That way the elevator is still accessible for those who do not easily climb stairs. But, yeah, our rooms are right above us. So everything's handy. Mm-hmm. Right there, no more having to walk a mile and a half to get anywhere. We're all in one building, and everything's accessible. Like I said, there's restaurants. There's going to be concessions. There's a bar. There's, you know, everything's there. The rooms are beautiful. The place is clean. It's in a good area. I mean, yeah, parking's nice. When you do come in, I do ask, though, you'll have to come in, like, the front of the building to check into the hotel. The hotel desk is there. But then you park your car, you drive around to the side of the building. There's signs for the convention center entrance. And when you enter those doors, that's where registration will be. And that's where you will pick up your badge and all of that. And we will be handing out when you get your badge packet, which lovely Cassandra Morgan and her husband is helping put together this year, which is great. You'll get your packet if you're pre-registered, and it'll have your badge, and it'll have a map, and it'll have your schedule, and, you know, all that good stuff in there. And the restaurant menu is also on the guest and Imaginary Facebook pages for it's called the Winter Circle. Every morning they're going to serve a buffet breakfast, $7. I mean, where are you going to, you know, even if you'd go out somewhere, you're going to pay at least that, you know, in the city. So $7 for a nice warm buffet breakfast to start your day, I think is very reasonable. And then they'll be serving dinner too. So, you know, you have somewhere to do. And then, of course, we have the banquet. Our banquet is on Saturday. So if you haven't got your banquet ticket, guys, yet, you can go to www.entertheimaginarium.com, and you can look under there for the banquet and purchase your ticket ahead of time. They would like, you know, a complete head count by, you know, the first of the week, so they know, you know, how much food to purchase to prepare. So get your banquet tickets in, guys. You do not have to purchase a banquet ticket to actually, you know, be in the award ceremony. If you just want to come in there and not eat, or you don't like, you know, whatever we're eating, then you can actually come in and view. You could sit there and actually view the awards. The awards will start at 7:30. We will start announcing. 6 o'clock on Saturday, we will start seating for the banquet. 6:30, they will start serving the plates. There will be a cash bar in there from 6 until midnight. Yes, midnight. Because right after we announce the awards, around 8:15, they're going to start the costume contest. And then 8:30, they're going to start, you know, announcing winners up until 9. And then at 9 o'clock, it's going to start the masquerade ball. Now, I have had people ask me questions this week, especially new people, that didn't know if they need to do a fancy masquerade outfit to attend or not. No, you do not need to. You can dress whatever you want to. If you want to wear your regular street clothes, that's fine too. I usually don't even get dressed up because I don't have the time. I would like to this year. Whether or not I can get my ensemble put together, that's another question, but I am going to try. But yeah, 1 year, my son Noah and his girlfriend, they did dress up. He dressed in a suit, and they had these real fancy mask, and she wore like this swingers type 20s dress and this real fancy mask, and it was really cool. But yeah, I mean, if you want to enter the costume contest, do so. We have it from, you know, 12 and under, 12 and up. We are going to give prizes this year. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be coins. And I think, Stephen, are you going to post this on the site?
The coins? Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're actually getting finished up right now by the 3D printing crew. And they're neat. They're custom Imaginarium coins that are being printed. And they will be given out gold. Not like solid gold. I wish. No, we don't have that kind of budget. But gold, silver, and copper, and they're going to be worth different values. And when we get them out, they're actually going to be worth like cash. Like you could spend them in the dealer
in the vending
room,
hall.
Expo hall. And so you can spend them with any vendor, and then the vendors, of course, will bring them to us, and we'll take care of the vendors, of course. And definitely want to encourage people to get some cool stuff and support our vendors. So we are going to give out Imaginarium coins to folks and go out and spend them at Tommy B will definitely want you to use them at his table for books. He won't mind that at
all. Yes,
I know it
will be tempting to save them for a collector item or whatever, but guys, please think about spending them. We want to promote and support our vendors. We have authors, we have artists, we have crafters, we have crocheters. Just all kinds of different vendors in there, some with T-shirts. There's just all kinds. And we really would like you to support them.
And speaking of support, we're going to have to pause and give recognition to our sponsors before we proceed tonight. We do have Daniel and RG. So all of our co-hosts tonight are with us as we speak, as you were finishing up there, Holly.
Hello.
So, yeah, we'll get to both of you in just a second. We're overdue on the sponsors, so I got to get two great sponsors. And one is the wonderful Sandy Lender, and then we also have Ren Garcia, making it up to Ren from the other night when we had the board freeze where we were unable to play his awesome spot. So we're going to rectify that tonight. And here you go, Ren. Here's your Ren Garcia spot.
The League of Elder dares to be unusual. It's easy to be swept away in this bold and uninhibited landscape where fantastic heroes become old friends and sinister villains inhabit every dark corner. Dare to explore things best left alone. Each book is your lantern, lighting the path to a world never before seen. So what do you say? Are you weird enough for us?
Yes, we are.
So weird. We are weird. And then again, weird enough. Thank you very much, Ren. You were awesome. And as you see, Ren, yes, we did make it up for the board freeze, which wasn't our fault. That was on the other side of things with the host. So anyway, second of all tonight's the awesome, amazing Sandy Lender. And so we'll give you a little Sandy Lender time right now. And she is coming to Imaginarium.
Lloyd Alexander told us, fantasy isn't an escape from reality, but is a way of understanding it. Let's tunnel further into understanding then, with dragons, zombies, Aedras demons, endangered arabesque, and many other fantasy creature stories. Fantasy author Sandy Lender invites you to follow her on the Amazon platform to escape reality alongside her. Sandy is proud to be a sponsor of the Imaginarium Convention. Visit with her at the in-person event or in the virtual exhibit hall July 9th through 11th. We can dive into new understanding there as well.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Really, really do appreciate it very, very much. And so since this is the last chance on the show before the big show to play this, I want to go ahead and play our ad from Gene Rally in honor of Imaginarium. So we'll get that in real quick. Just another little 30 seconds here. Take care and enjoy.
Attention fans and creators of all genres. The 8th Annual Imaginarium Convention is coming July 9th through 11th to Louisville, Kentucky. Imaginarium features over 100 panels and workshops for writers, filmmakers, cosplayers, game designers, artists, and more. This year, Imaginarium Convention has both virtual and in-person events, including a film festival, an expo hall, entertainment, the Imagine Awards, and much more. Visit www.entertheimaginarium.com for more information. Enter the Imaginarium.
Yes, and you can get maybe Gene to actually do that echo thing in person. See if he can do it just like, you know, on the fly at Imaginarium when you go up to the Jumpmaster press table, because he and Kyle will be lurking there, and it will probably be one of the most impressive booths that we've ever seen at Imaginarium, because these guys really
yes,
know what they're
indeed.
Doing. And so, yeah, we're going to have Gene and Kyle there, and that'll be just awesome. And yes, I was joking with Tommy in the chat room, but he, of course, he's got a golden dragon. So I told him that he needs to get a mound of those Imaginarium coins so his golden dragon can rest on top of them. So there you go.
That's true.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we definitely go ask Gene to do that because, he's got a voice that would melt butter anyway. So, you know, and then... I just love Gene. We do.
We need to have a showdown. Gene and Michael Nost, radio voice contest. Those two have like five-star radio
yes.
voices. And it would
That's
be
so
it,
true.
That would be awesome. It would be awesome.
Well, Gene sure helped us through the COVID thing and, you know, this year.
Oh,
and
huge.
He always gives us a chuckle. And we just love him to death. So, yes, guys, you're going to love the Jumpmaster Press set up in the vending hall. They're going to mm-hmm. take up a whole corner of space, but they're going to bring their, like, library. They call it a traveling library. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And you never know what RG's booth, because she is teamed up with Nathan
that's
Day,
right.
and that is a dangerous combination.
Oh, that's right.
So you don't know what might be in store. And they're actually taking part in the new Creatives Alley, I believe, if I remember the
yeah,
list right.
I know,
and I think,
yeah, I know I am.
Which is the debut. So, yeah, you're going to be one of our pioneers with our cool new Creative Alley that takes over the concourse of the hotel, which is going to be kind of fun to see how that plays out. But you won't lack for traffic.
It is.
But, I mean, everybody that's at Imaginarium is going to be walking right by it, so or have to walk by it if they want to go to panels.
They have to walk by you.
And I'm hoping if my stock comes in, I'm hoping to have some freebies at my table. So if those come in, I'm not going to say what they are, but I'm definitely going to have some swag and some freebies and, you know, fun stuff happening at our table.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yay.
That sounds awesome.
That would
I'm looking forward to I'll be walking around just looking frazzled, and it'll be nice to at least see a friendly face in the corridor while I'm walking around troubleshooting. Because Holly can tell you, Murphy's Law is the operative thing at conventions. I mean, there's always something adventurous to attend to, but hopefully it'll be of the minor sort. Yeah, so hopefully it'll be of the minor sort and just little knickknacks, but there's always stuff going on. So, yeah, it's always an adventure.
And my keeper will not be there. He'll be in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He'll be
in Tennessee. But he'll be on the virtual.
The dark one.
Yeah, you got to be on the virtual. If you want to see the dark one, you got to be on the virtual, folks, on Sunday, because that's where you will see the dark one. This year. So yes, he will be with us at Imaginarium. It will just be virtual. Yeah.
Do what, darling?
I will be free all day Sunday, so.
I could throw you on whatever, huh?
Yep. Well, beware. Don't give her carte blanche, Daniel. She's this bad. Rob Hoff made the mistake of telling her that to use me, you know, on anything on Sunday, and he ended up with three panels almost back-to-back-to-back.
Back-to-back. No, they are back-to-back.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Literally three. Yeah. Hey, if they say use me and abuse me, well, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, and I have something fun I want to propose to everybody while you're listening. We're going to have the Stay Hoffy panel next year because we have a new sponsor, Nate Hoffelder. We have Kimberly Hoffman and Paul Hoffman, who are, of course, great and well-loved guests of ours, writer guests. And then, of course, Rob Hoff. So we've got four that would qualify right now for a Stay Hoffy panel. So I think that's what we need to add. To 2022, I think that would bring in millions of people. We'd have to get an arena to hold the event in or something. But
or you can just drop it down to Ho, H-O, you know.
That'll bring them out. That would work, won't it?
Nice. You're going to that Ho panel? Oh, what time is that?
Yeah,
no kidding.
That, right. That, I'm sorry, that was just a misprint in the program. It's actually Hoff, but
yeah.
If we could now, if
get
only
him in
we
there.
Could swing David Hasselhoff, we'll have a complete panel there.
Yeah, that would be epic.
Hey,
maybe I get Hasselhoff
letter,
and moderate
you know?
It or something. Yeah.
Don't tip me because I'll write him. I don't care. Steven knows I write all kinds of people, and usually I get a reply. It's amazing. Most people
we do
get
replies from
nice.
Big people. They actually, they're actually large enough of a convention that we get responses now. I've been even corresponding with some pretty major YouTubers now, and they actually reply because they actually check it out, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a cool thing, you know. It doesn't mean that you know, necessarily we get a yes right now, but definitely get some rapport going. And
they're taking us more serious and we get a rapport.
Yeah. It's nice. So after 8 years of pain, suffering, and getting taking hits,
grief.
You at least get email. You at least get email replies. That's the reward.
Now, do you think it's actually them, or do you think it's like their assistant or something?
Oh, it's them.
You'd
the
be
YouTubers,
surprised. A lot of people actually. A lot of people reply themselves.
Yeah, because I watched some of the channels that I reached out to, and you could tell by the way they talk, it's definitely them. Same kind of
now. Some people
lingo.
have agents, but they'll tell you they'll be like, "I'm so and so's manager," or "I'm so and so's agent," and they'll sign it as such. Yeah, they won't sign it as the person; they'll sign it, you know, as an agent name or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carol's,
and then I
Carol
actually,
Free Flatters has given out chocolate coins, so there will be a large pot
chocolate.
Of chocolate coins at the Carol Free Flatters table. So, but yeah, you all go to Carol's table. Yeah, she has some amazing books to get to. So
you're
get those
near
with
me,
the
right?
coins.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't know where all the grid is because Cassandra has been working on that with Holly, but yeah, we know. Yeah, it's trust me, it'll be easy to navigate. Yeah, this is a very well laid out venue. I mean, it's cool.
Yes. And Cassandra has worked very, very hard, and yeah, she's nailing it.
Yeah, she and Wayne are
aces. She actually listens and actually listens to me and takes that consideration, and pop, she comes up with it. I'm like, wow, yeah, that's wonderful. Gridding everybody in there. But the only thing is we can't get the exact measurements for those darn halls. So me and her are going to go together Wednesday evening, Thursday, during the day, and actually set up Creative Valley while we're there. We're going to figure it out then. Because we just can't – I mean, you could eyeball it and you could think, but to comply with what does she say, the FCC or whatever, you got so many feet with so many feet with that.
Yeah, the safety regulations, but that won't be a problem. There's so much space in these corridors. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Oh, God, yeah, we got tons. The vending hall is actually, there's only one table left in the vending hall.
Folks, so you better get your reservation in.
You want it?
It's gone.
You better get it.
You all some more excitement, we have had our room block sell out not once, but twice. Twice we've had the room block already sell out and had to expand it. So twice we've had to enlarge it this year. And we started with a room block that was kind of based on 2019. So, if that gives you an idea, people are very much interested in coming out back to live events. Hopefully it will translate to a very hopping crowd for all of you, you know, who are vendors and exhibitors. I hope so. Definitely hope
now,
so.
Now, what was you saying, Rebecca?
I forgot. Oh, yeah, no, I remember. when do the doors open to the ticket holders?
9 a.m. on Friday. They can actually come in.
Friday.
I would suggest around 9:30 to actually let them in. Now they can't do anything, obviously. So if you are actually coming to attend, if you're just an attendee and not a vendor or a guest panelist or something like that, I wouldn't advise it to come in that early because there's no need. The vending hall does not open until 12 o'clock. We do open at 10 for vendors only.
Okay.
We'll open at 10 a.m. for vendors only. If they want to come in at 9:30, they can because registration will be open. So if they need a little bit more time to set up, you can come in and start setting up around 9, go to the registration and get your packet, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
But, the public, the vending hall hours are going to start at 12. So, if you're attending, and the same way with the panels and workshops, they're not going to start till 12 on Friday. So, there's really no point for an attendee to show up, that many hours ahead. I would say, at least by like 11:30, so they can kind of look around and stuff. But, we are going to have early setup hours Thursday from 4 to 7. So if you are near or if you're at the hotel already or whatever, you could come down and start setting up because they're going to have our tables already set up for us on Thursday to where, I can walk around and check every single room and make sure things are set up the way I want before we ever do anything.
In a snake pattern?
Do what, honey?
In a snake pattern?
No.
Snake pattern?
No. I didn't do this. I let Cassandra do this because Cassandra's really good at making a grid. And I'm like, honey, you can have it because that Daniel helped me one year, Rebecca, what he's referring to.
All right.
I went around and I numbered the tables with post-it notes, you know, so everybody knew where to go. And he's trying to help people. And instead of doing like a alternative pattern where it was linear, I did like a snake. It made sense to me, but I guess it didn't make sense to everyone else.
She made a steak that was chopped up into pieces.
It would have,
It must have been like the Gadsden flag steak or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's just reenacting the don't tread on me flag.
Right.
Yeah.
It's chopped up.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he told me. He says, this is a chopped up snake.
Down one side, and then it would start at the end, at the other end, and that's her snake pattern.
Yeah. Hey,
so
it makes sense to me.
Well, it's because you live in Lexington, where the roads are like, you know, part of the road
all
is
over
here, and then three blocks later it starts over again, and
Oh, I know. I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
We're used to the world existing about that way.
Yeah. Oh,
it
my God.
It
makes
sense.
I never thought about that, Rebecca. Oh, God, that's so true. But Lexington.
It made perfect sense
to me. Disrupted roads we have. But Tommy has it looks like Tommy might get in on the currency thing here. He says he could bring some Monopoly money. It is a chocolate, though. It tastes more like paper. But, hey, Tommy, I think you're on to something. We'll call them Tommy Bills, and if they have your picture in the middle, that would be even better. And Tommy Bills. That would be awesome. We could maybe spend some Tommy Bills at Imaginarium. That'd be awesome,
That's
man.
Awesome.
Do it. Tommy.
What's the going rate on Tommy Bills right now?
Oh, I guess it's up to him to set the
what's
value.
The exchange rate.
The exchange rate. Maybe one Bitcoin. Maybe one Bitcoin for a Tommy Bill. Since Bitcoin's about 35 grand. Bitcoin's only about 35 grand right now, so that'd be worth that maybe one Tommy Bill. Maybe he can go for
that. Would be a good time to buy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That one episode, let me tell you real quick. Y'all got me looking into Bitcoin and I'm all about cryptocurrency. And I was
that was a fun episode.
Guest on yet. Because, I went back and listened to it like the next day and I was like, huh.
Well, we'll have to do another one because that turned out, oddly enough, that impromptu discussion while we were waiting for our guest to call in turned into a very interesting episode, and I got lots of feedback
on it from
people. And so I think we might have to do a Star Chamber cryptocurrency episode once in a while. We might.
Right?
We could get some of those YouTubers that you chitty-chat with. Podcast as a guest, that would be really cool.
A couple of the ones I talked to are massive. I mean, they got like hundreds of thousands of followers. They'd be kind of cool to have them on the Star Chamber show. But
that'd
be neat.
We will see. I'm not going to say names because I can't, I don't want to get any hopes up until we definitely would get one. But I do have exchanges with them on a semi-regular basis. So, it's a possibility we might be able to work it out. But first, we got to survive Imaginarium.
The creator of Dogecoin actually commented on the post when we first announced it for Imaginarium. The creator
got the screen
of
cap. The guy that actually coded Dogecoin, Billy Marcus, actually responded when we announced that Imaginarium took Dogecoin on Twitter. Yeah, and I got the screen cap, and I love it. And he said, awesome. And he had like little fire symbols next to it. And that was so cool. I got a personal response from the creator of Dogecoin. That was pretty awesome. And we do, folks. Yeah, we do accept cryptocurrency as a payment form option for you. So it's kind of cutting edge. But more importantly, though, we have guests coming from all over. And by all over, I mean, we have from Chile, we have guests participating from Italy, from all over the United States, New York, all across the West Coast, East Coast. I mean, it is crazy. I mean, how broad-ranging our our guest and panelist participation is. Mm-hmm. And so, and some of the people are coming a long ways for the physical event. I mean, Simon Kledke mm-hmm. from Chile, he's coming from Chile. And then we've got yes. you know, Jonathan Fable flying in from New York. And, of course, F. Paul Wilson's from New York. And a lot of folks are coming in from, you know, all over the country to the physical event. You know, not just – I'm not just referring to virtual participation, but
right.
really, really cool. I mean, I think this year's guest list is, I would argue it's our strongest group yet. I mean, as far as like,
yeah, a lot
you know,
of new
what
faces.
Their what credentials are, their what, you know, careers, you know, where they're at. I think it's mm-hmm. probably our strongest field of guests yet. I mean, it's a really potent group. A lot of great, deep experience in the various areas that mm-hmm. were represented. And
Multi
yeah,
experienced,
yeah.
you know.
And spearheaded
different
by three
areas.
Great ones. I mean, yeah, meeting you can mm-hmm. meet F. Paul Wilson in person and Richard Knack. And he's Richard Knack, and he's great off writers, and definitely you know, I mean, if you're into fantasy, you know Richard Knack, and if you know pretty much speculative. You follow any form of speculative fiction, you probably are familiar with F. Paul Wilson for sure. And then, of course, you know, on the virtual side, our Imaginator guest is the one and only Howard Scott Warshaw, who's a favorite of ours and
Yay!
Dear to Holly, pioneer, one of the first Atari software engineers, pioneer of the
yes.
console gaming industry. Yeah, which is awesome.
And he made E.T. He actually developed and created the E.T. game that everyone seems to dog now, but it was phenomenal, and I love it, and I have it because it was E.T., and he's one of my favorite things from the 80s.
Yeah.
So, and Howard also did Yar's Revenge, which is a ball of fun, and Raiders of the Lost Ark and all that. So, yeah, and I don't like, you know, fangirl over nobody, but yes, I love Howard. I love Howard to pieces. I didn't think I'd ever talk to the creator of, you know, the E.T. game. I just thought that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I happened to watch, me and Steve were watching, well, I watched it first, was the documentary about Howard on Netflix, you know, Atari Game Over.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it one day, and I was like, oh, my God, Steve, you got to see this. I cried. You know, it just touched me so.
Yeah, it
and
gets you in
I
the
said,
feels.
Oh, my God. And I said, I'm going to ride him. I'm going to ride Howard. And Steve's like, go for it. I said, I am. I'm going to ride him. And, you know, that's when it started a couple years ago. And, yeah, I mean, I just love him to pieces. Very sweet guy.
Yep.
But, yeah,
so cool.
it's neat. You know who all you come in contact with, but
well, and
you know?
So many people like are so much more accessible now than I mean, because you know, like I said, I had Corey Feldman like one of my tweets a couple weeks ago, and I was dead, dead on the floor. And,
yeah, that's awesome.
You know, I mean,
that is awesome.
You know, when we were kids, we had to like write a letter on paper with a pen or pencil,
right?
Send it off, wait 6 weeks, never hear back because they're flipping famous, you know.
Right.
Maybe get like a stock postcard from their fan mail thing or whatever, you know. And
yeah, the people
was,
run
that,
it.
You know, that was the closest we could get to anyone of any stature. And now, I mean, we can reach out, we can send an email, you know, we can tweet people, we can, you know, and every once in a while you get something back. And there's no reason not to reach out, you know.
Yeah, that's it. And usually it's themselves that do it, you know. Yeah, if they're really, really busy or they have a big project, they have their manager or agent do it. But most of them do answer. And just like Corey Feldman, you know, about your tweet, they're on their own Twitter accounts, you know.
Yeah,
they have
their own
and they check their own. They scroll through it, you know, just like the YouTubers, just like, you know, I don't know, Instagram, you know. It's really neat.
Because,
They talk to, you know,
well,
you can talk to so
we
many
all know
different
that,
people.
You know, when you get a reply from Tommy B. Smith on Twitter, he's trained his cats to do it. You know, the cats are actually replying. So.
That's it.
But,
yes.
But the look, please go to our guest list, browse them, you click on their names, read the bios. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a who's who. I mean, of just amazing. I mean, and you want publishers? We got them. I mean, we got loads of great publishers. Shadow.
Yeah, we do.
Allie
everybody's up there. We're still announcing people too. They're still announcing.
Yeah, because we want to spotlight everybody, so there'll be continue to be announcements throughout.
Yeah.
Probably Saturday it'll wrap up because we want to have everything up there for the week leading into the event. But we want to give everybody their moments of personal spotlight. So that's, just kind of how we are. We want to make sure everybody knows they are important. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing. And I'm calling up just to give you a few highlights. But, yeah, you want publishers, we got them. I mean, Hydra Publications, Per Bostet. You know, we've got Shadow Alley.
Jumpmaster.
Press. Yeah, Jumpmaster Press. Pathbinder is there. I mean, Bellbridge Books is there. You know, we've got just loads and loads of publishers, really solid independent publishers that are there. Yeah, 7-Star Press, but I don't want to come off as biased because we host it. I don't want to give us any special treatment on that because
we are there. We have a ton of authors that will be there.
and hopefully we'll have a lot of fun with a lot of the 7-Star Press family in attendance. Quite a few are coming, actually.
Yes.
Even the amazing Carl Moore is coming all the way from New York, and Mr. Tommy B. Smith coming from the other side of the country. And you know, it's gonna be awesome.
We got some from Tennessee. We got Rose and Nathan and
Stephen
and Daniel
Shrewsbury,
B.
Illinois.
On the virtual side. Yeah,
Stephen Shrewsbury.
We got people all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've
I'm
got just like
in
some
from an
amazing.
Hour outside of Louisville.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like Lee Pennington is going
to
be one of our spotlighted guests.
Do what?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just being silly. Go ahead.
But as far as some highlighted guests, I mean, in our spotlighted guests, we've got, I mean, Lee Pennington, who is just an iconic writer from Kentucky, is going to be there. C.L. Polk, they are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Then we have H. Ripley Rawlings is going to be there. I think he's amazingly interesting. I mean, he's got this huge military background, does military thrillers, and he's going to be a very, very interesting guest for sure. We've got Christy Strauss is going to be there, and she's a very highly regarded film critic. Yeah, she's on the virtual side.
She had to change to virtual, yes.
Mm-hmm. But still, yeah, a lot of people are participating combo, though. They are going to the physical event and also doing virtual because you have up to 30 days following the Imaginarium weekend to access the virtual content. So, yes, you can go to the physical event and then access the virtual event and you can get it all. Tons of content. And James Fox is coming, and he's coming from California, I believe, right?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
James
a big,
is going to be a
neat mm-hmm.
guy to check out.
Yeah.
He's in the film. He's in the publishing. Yeah, he's going to be a neat one.
You like to show Ancient Aliens? You've seen Arlen Andrews before, and he will be there.
Right.
Very, very sharp guy. You just go down the list. It's a who's who. I mean, they're just amazing. Amazing guests all the way down. Just click on the picture. It'll take you straight to their individual page and bios. You'll see what we mean. You start reading their bios and all and finding out. Yeah, even if you don't recognize their name right away, read the bios.
They're all very personable people, and we'll talk to you. You know, they're very approachable. And all that, we want to keep the vibe up, you know. We want to keep people that are guests, that are positive, and, you know, want to network and want to, you know, help and you know, mentor and, you know, all of that. That's what we try to promote.
Most definitely.
So,
definitely
approach them. Definitely approach them.
Yeah, and
you know,
and fun, and in addition to the panels and workshops, interacting with them there, you'll be able to interact with them in more social occasions too, because we do have quite a bit of entertainment. We've actually got a full 4-hour music showcase on Friday night. The Imaginarium Music Showcase is debuting this year, and we've got performers, of course, at the awards banquet. Of course, the awards banquet itself is very fun, and then the costume contest and masquerade ball, Imaginarium Ball, takes place after that. We got lots of cool stuff when it comes to, break the ice and relax and hang out with creatives kind of vibes. Got a lot in that area. And then, Holly, do you want to comment any of that?
Well, I think you covered a lot there. We do have the music concert that will be going on after opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And opening ceremonies is where we'll announce, our main guest and have them come up to the stage if they can, if they're available. We also have Books and Bourbon Friday night. You guys definitely don't want to miss that workshop.
The famous one.
Daniel,
yes.
They will miss you being on there this year, though. They're going to miss you. Daniel used to always moderate that panel, which has always been fun.
I won't be there for that one.
Yeah, you won't be there to moderate.
Now, there's a question in the chat about the poetry slam. Is that a thing?
The poetry will be, 8 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
And
okay.
I haven't been able to, get a complete sign-up sheet for that. So I think what we're going to do is if you come in, we'll just go ahead and I'll either have, take a number or I'll write your name down and have somebody call you up when it's your turn. That's probably what I'll do is just have people sign in as they come in. And that can go on till whenever. If we get 20 people to sign up, 20 people can read. I don't care. As long as we're out of that room by, 1 a.m. so I can lock the door, I don't care. So we can literally go from 8 on. So if you don't want to read a poem, you can still come, come on in, guys. Check it out. Sit there, listen to some poetry. You're going to get all genres, all walks of life. You're going to get songwriters, some film people, some, novelists, some, all poetry, of course, poetry writers.
Yeah.
But
now,
I'm
gonna
even going to write one. I haven't got it wrote yet. Huh?
Yeah. Is it going to be a proper poetry, or is it more an open mic, or is it just you want to keep it a reading type of thing?
It's open mic.
Okay.
So if people want to come in and play a drum and do their poetry, they could do it, or if they want to come in and, just be very proper and do an official reading, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm encouraging creative freedom here. I'm just letting it all out.
I've always been a fan of the slam style myself. I enjoy watching performances like that. Yeah, because it really.
I love it. I love slam poetry.
Type of thing. Yeah. It's a lot.
But a lot of people, are not performers. They're writers. Poetry, but it's more of a coming from a darker, gothic, which we love, but it's coming from that too, or heartbreak or, sorrow. And then some of it may be happy or, I love to mix it up. That's why you get it all. If you want to come in there and read an activist poem, something you're passionate about, do slam. That's good too. I love it. So it's going to be complete creative freedom.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
I know, right?
And you never
know. I haven't got mine right yet, but I will.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on something myself.
I'm going to have to turn the whole thing upside down. Maybe to see if Tommy B will come with me and play a hand drum while I do some gothic haiku. And we could totally turn this whole thing upside down.
Yeah,
well, you got to do Books and Bourbon. Yes,
I do.
Wilson Bourbon is at 8 o'clock on Friday too, but they'll only be in there for about an hour and a half, and then they can put their butts over to the poetry readings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it's at an evening though, because that'll be a good time for a drink and at least we were done with the programming phase around then. So.
Well, and then it gives something for everybody. What I did this year is try to hit everybody. There's something for everybody going on Friday evening because, of course, we have a plethora of personality types, right? There's going to be Books and Bourbon at 8 o'clock, if you like that thing, in the room Ashland. Calamont, there's going to be the poetry readings. Turfway, the stage area, 8 o'clock, starts the musical showcase, which goes on through midnight. Mm-hmm. There will be a cash bar in there, too. So you go get a drink and, you know, and hang out in there.
Yep.
So there's literally something to do for everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Can we roll?
To hang out.
Can we circle? Can we, like, room hop?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I encourage it. I encourage it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there will be room parties in the hotel. Keep an ear out for them. We did hear that as of right now, as this broadcast is happening, Per Bastet is going to resume their room party, which was a hit at the 2019 event. Everybody loved it. And so as of right now, it looks like they are going to throw a room party, and that I just can't remember if it's Saturday or Friday, but we'll figure that out. But keep an ear out for that one. That's great. And then both Friday and Saturday, we'll have the Literary Underworld. And that is a great place just to kick back and talk and hang out with folks, and hosted by the great Elizabeth Donald. And she's going to be coming in with her traveling bar. And so, there's all kinds of drink options and very, very cool tradition at Imaginarium. Literary Underworld parties on Friday and Saturday. But keep an ear out, because I'm sure other people will be hosting them. And you never know. Nathan Day, who knows? He might even be hosting one. I don't know, but you'll have to ask him. But
you never know
but
about
yeah,
him.
there are room parties, and those are always fun for meeting people and just talking and hanging out and all. They're always pretty good vibes. I mean, really are.
Mm-hmm.
Good place to talk.
That's, I mean, there's going
to
be something for everybody, you know. And then, we're getting up. Oh, God, we got to get up early Saturday. But we can do this. It's only a couple of days. And we're all going to be in the same shape. But let me tell you, I didn't schedule the main program until 10 a.m. The only thing that's going on at 9 a.m. so people don't flip out on Saturday morning and see it and think, oh, my God, I have to get – no, you don't.
God.
The only two things going on is Michael Nost has a special critique workshop that had to be pre-signed up for. So that's closed. So it's, you know, it's only for people that pre-signed up.
That's Sunday. I think that one's on Sunday. But
no, it's Saturday, Steve, at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Is he doing – okay, he's doing
triple
that
cover.
Saturday then. Okay, so he moved that. All right.
9 a.m. And then the Cracko and Prose, which is
Crackatino and Prose. Named by Carl Moore.
Carl Moore says it all the time on his Facebook. So I'm like, Carl, can we make a panel? You know, and I did, and he's like, oh, does it have to be at 9 a.m.? I said, hey, yeah, it does. It's early. You know, you supposed to start your day with this. Yeah, you'll be okay. Just have some coffee. So I'm telling everybody, grab a cup of Joe and, you know, come in there. But, it's Tommy B. Smith is on that panel, Stephen Shrewsbury, Ian Kirkpatrick, Marion Allen, and Carl Moore is the moderator.
Oh.
So, guys, if you feel like dragging your butts out of bed, right?
Yeah.
If you feel like dragging your butts out of bed, get down there at 9 a.m. and you can sit there and drink coffee and just enjoy that panel. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a strong panel, too. Those are great panelists across the board.
I might have to get up for that.
I know. And
folks, you should be very grateful, because at most big major conferences, they put programming beginning at 8 a.m., folks. So,
So
I want no complaints about the 10 a.m.
Nope.
Because at the most conferences, they start at 8. So we're giving you some slack. So
and that will
fun.
Never happen with ours, because guess what? Holly doesn't function in the mornings. So Holly's not going to get up that early to do anything.
Now, I have heard rumors that there's a breakfast buffet or something like that.
Yep.
What's
yes.
the deal with that?
$7. Seven bucks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All you can eat.
And
breakfast
buffet,
every morning.
Buffet. Wow.
Yes, buffet. So, I mean, the price
is
just
hours on
incredible.
That? I'm going to have to.
Well, you know, I never did get a definite answer, but I assume, I don't know how early they're going to start. I want to say 8 or 9-ish. I will
okay.
ask for that.
I bet it's earlier.
Yeah.
I bet they start.
It may even be earlier.
Channeling our Ron Swanson up in there would be all like, there is no breakfast food that I don't love, or whatever it is that he says.
Oh, I love it. But what you do is you purchase your ticket. You can't go in the restaurant and pay for this. They're asking people, when you check into the hotel, you could tell them, or like in the morning, if you want it, you can go up to the registration desk at the hotel for, you know, the registration, their registration, not ours, theirs, and tell them you want a breakfast buffet ticket. And then you purchase it there, and then they give you a ticket, and then you go to the Winter Circle restaurant,
awesome.
Which is inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
So you actually pay for it at the hotel registration
when
desk.
When you check in. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes
you could
sense.
Do it when
that
you check
sense.
In, or you could do it every morning, however you want to do it.
Every morning.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You can do either one.
There's
but
a
that's
multiple
a bargain.
And then,
ways to get breakfast food.
Well, that. And then we're going to have the concessions outside of the vending hall. She actually, while you are talking, I'll have to dig. Let me find that. And I could tell you exactly. She sent it to me today. But anyway, they're
no,
all priced to sell. Here it is. Okay, they're going to do breaded chicken tenders, hamburger, sub sandwich, house salad, hot dog, chips, candy bar, cookie, and soda, and water. And then they're going to have choices for your sandwiches. You can have the mayo, mustard, ketchup, honey mustard, barbecue sauce, lettuce, tomato, pickle, whatever. Yeah. And they're all priced cheap. I mean, like the breaded chicken tenders, $5. Hamburger, $5. Sub sandwich, $5.
Yeah.
Salads, $4.
Right.
Hot dogs, $2. You know, so, I mean, it's
two.
All priced
Yeah,
cheap.
Sodas and waters were like $1. So, yeah, they're
$1.
Not trying to gouge.
They're $1.
Right.
Like you see at some events. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be very helpful. And, yeah, and then, of course, there's that bar sitting right in the middle of everything. And
so I
do not object. Yeah, if people want to buy me a bourbon, and I happen to be there in that area, that do not object. I know that Michael
Well,
Nost
no, because we have
F.
cash
Wilson,
marks, too.
F. Paul Wilson and Michael Nost are both bourbon connoisseurs. They won't reject that either, probably. And Carl Moore won't. And yeah, you can really make friends with people by, getting them a drink.
And like I said, if you don't want to be out there, doing all that, if you're in watching the music concert on Friday night, there's going to be a cash bar in there till 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, there's going to be one in there from like 6 to 12. So as soon as buffet seating starts, you get you a drink. You can go sit down. Plating starts at 6:30. They'll start handing out the plates. And then, entertainment and all that. Then 7:30, we do awards and all that. But the cash bar is going to stay open because then we have the costume contest. Then we have the masquerade ball. So they're literally going to let it stay open that whole time. So there will always, be drinks available in there.
Yeah, and I was checking this. I was trying to screen a call. So I thought we had a caller, but I couldn't hear anybody on the other end of the line, whoever caller is, that I tried to screen a call just now, and I could not hear a voice on the other end, so I'm not sure who it might have been. So I want to let you know that in case you heard me, but I didn't hear you for some odd reason. Did you cover that lunch? Because Kenzie was asking for the chat room about lunches, but the restaurant there is open during the day. Right, normal.
They're
service,
open, and then, like I said, what I just read off, the concessions,
That's going to be lunch. That's going to be from 11 to 3. And there is, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, salads, submarine sandwiches, chips. They got brownies, candy bars, pop, all that. Mm-hmm.
A good selection, sounds like. That's great.
Yeah, that's handy. You know, it's all right there from 11 to 3. So, you know, you just buzz right out for your table just a second, grab you something, go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Yes. And then
I know. We got food all the time.
Yes,
do
we don't want to. Oh, I was going to, we got the caller coming back. I will be right over to check in with you in a second, caller on the line. And but, yes, we have the film festival. And of course, that is a big part of our awards. Of course, screenplays.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the exhibitions, we have features, short films, documentaries, music video, and web series. And, I mean, it's just it's going to be a great group this year. I think qualitatively it's our best yet. From everything I've heard from the selection committee, it's, you know, definitely the highest caliber group that we've had yet. And yeah, it's gonna be a nice one across the board. And they'll be both the virtual attendees and the in person attendees will be able to see this year's official selections. We'll have them in both areas, so that's gonna be awesome. That schedule will be put up probably right on the weekend. You can see the full, like, actual time slots and stuff of everything. But it's a really great group, and we have announced, of course, all the selections. If you look at our announcement posts, and a really good group, and it's great independent.
Definitely.
Film. So that's a big part of our event. So check out the films. Definitely take some time. And look them up next week as you're making your plans for what to go to and do at Imaginary.
They'll be on a schedule. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And they go from early afternoon all the way up.
See who's on the line.
Go ahead.
I'll be right
back. They go from early, like, afternoon all the way up to, like, 1 a.m. So, you know, you can check out what they have to offer. And then we also have the game hall again. Bloat Games is going to be there. They have several people coming with them this year to run different games. I do have a schedule. I'm going to have Stephen put that up on the website, too, for the end of the week so everybody can look over it, days before and plan out their itinerary. And then we'll also put it in the handout, too, the pamphlet of programming. But, yeah, they're going to do all kinds of different role-playing games. There'll be board games. There'll be, you know, just all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
Say what, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just said awesome.
It's going to be neat.
It's going to be
Yeah,
great.
Like I said, there's – huh?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Where is the room going to be for all the movies?
The film festival room – is literally right across from the hotel registration.
Oh.
So if you're at hotel registration, turn around, and it is literally right behind you. That the name of that room is Carriage. And then Derby is the panel room next to it. I'm going to do a lot of film panels and different things like that in. But, yeah, Carriage is, like, right across from hotel registration.
And how many will that seat?
Cool.
Do what, Daniel?
How many will it seat in there?
I'm having them put 50. But if we need more, you know, they'll put them in there. But they're going to seat it for 50. And then, you know, they said if we do see we're going to need more later, you know, Friday or whatever, I could let them know and they will, you know, accommodate us. They're very nice there, and they actually have staff, you know, and very willing
staff
to help.
It's incredible. What an
upgrade.
Yeah,
it's an amazing concept.
It's amazing.
And it's under construction?
No construction.
It's constructed already.
It's done, remodeled, constructed, unless there is, like, some major plumbing issue or something that happens between now and then that I don't know about yet. Yeah, that'd be the only thing.
Right.
But, yeah, it'd have to be a surprise.
Well, folks, I have a special treat for you. This is going to just, y'all are in for a big treat right now. And I have an award-winning author on the phone who actually was at the very first Imaginarium back in 2014. Goes back all the way to the beginning. Of course, now big-time award-winning author and a cat expert, hint, hint. I'm going to bring him aboard, the one, the only, the man behind the forthcoming Tommy Bills, Tommy B. Smith. He is on the air,
yay,
folks, with us.
Yeah, Tommy B.
Yay, Tommy B.
Hello, friends. Good to hear you again. Maybe I'll see you
there
here for too long.
Well, I sure hope
while,
so.
Right?
No kidding.
We will see you soon.
Very soon. I was just sitting here sipping my toasty beverage, which is actually just H2O tonight because I'm trying to stay hydrated.
Ooh.
But then I heard something about then I was laughing at Carl Moore and Michael Noss for having to get up early in the morning, and then I heard my name somewhere in there. That's that.
Yes, yes.
And then I said, well, you know, I'm typically up in the dark hours of the morning anyway, drinking my coffee of darkness, so.
There you
yeah,
go. You grab your coffee, you go to the panel. Yeah, I haven't got everybody's individual schedule to them yet. You do have one. I'm already done with those, except for the new people coming in. I've had a few stragglers, which I'm sitting here working on as we speak. So if you hear me pause in between, that's I'm sitting here doing emails and working on programming as we speak. In front of three computers. So, yeah, this is my life. But I will get those out this week. I am working slowly, trying to go down the list and get those out in between, you know, the 10 other things I got to do. So
yeah,
they
Tommy,
are coming.
You know
I'm
happened?
Sorry I got a little behind.
Everybody was kind of like waiting to see, okay, are they actually going to have the live event? Are they actually going to have
right.
it? So what happened is a giant horde decided to wait to the last minute to get serious. And I'm not kidding. I mean, it's just like this big avalanche over the last month that just kind of just, oh, yeah, okay, they are having it. And, okay, we'll go ahead and get this done now. So, yeah, that has made Holly's life a lot of fun, let me tell you.
Fun. So much fun.
Everybody waits to the last minute because they are they going to have it? Are
I
they going to lock
it.
Down? Oh no! But thankfully,
well, you have the
we're going to have it
right because live events are now coming back, and I really think there are going to be a lot of attendees just steamrolling through a lot of events. I'm seeing a lot of concert events and other events, and you know, the convention circuit's really getting started. But you guys have. You know, sort of timed it in a way that you're going to be one of the first ones coming out with a live event. So I think it's going to go fairly well.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
We'll
I'm hoping
goes.
We do have a lot of you know, walk-ups. And I do look forward to that this year. I think we will. I think we've got, you know,
yeah,
a lot of people pre-registered, but I think we'll have
a
lot of walk-ups this year.
Yeah, I think there might be, and yeah, I should mention that Friday is the deadline if you want to get advance tickets. It's a if you don't get them by Friday, you'll have to get them walk up at Imaginarium, and they'll be just a little bit more expensive, and we won't have one of those nifty pre-prepared packages waiting for you. So it is much better to go ahead and get the advance. Event ticket. So get it Friday if you're coming to Imaginarium, and then the deadline for the virtual event so that we can get all that everything set correctly. We're taking the last day for getting virtual advance tickets is Sunday. So Friday for in person, Sunday for virtual for advance event tickets. After that, if you want to come to the in-person, you'll have to come to the event itself, and it'll be a few bucks more, and you won't get one of the cool pre-printed packages. So
right.
But, so, yeah, highly advised to get
news
that done.
News you lose.
But Tommy is right, though. By all calculations, we thought midsummer was definitely, you know, pretty much overwhelmingly, you know, going to be a go. We just didn't know how many, you know, restrictions we may or may not be under. But thankfully, Kentucky has, you know, lifted mask mandate and all that stuff. So, yeah, we can definitely, you know, it's definitely a very – good time to be having it. I mean, definitely, it's Kentucky's
Amen.
Doing well. I mean, as far as the that goes, so it is a good time and place for doing it. And yeah, I mean, definitely, take precautions if you must, but But yeah, it's time to get together again. Get the band back together.
Yes.
Yes.
God,
that's a good way to
I miss it. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's the band.
And Tommy is
the band.
We'll try to lobby Tommy to bring his cats. Yeah, the legendary cats from Tommy B. Smith to Imaginarium. Because, folks, if you offer Holly and I enough money, we will let you take a celebrity photo with Albert or Vicky, or if you pay us even more money, we'll let you take a photo with both. Yes, our cats are coming with us. Not even joking.
That's amazing.
You get to meet our cats.
They're coming to the hotel?
At Imaginarium. Yes, they
yes,
are coming.
Yes, you are allowed. So they are pet friendly.
You are allowed. You have to pay, you have to pay a cleaning deposit.
$25
but it is
fee,
possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it's not
$25
too bad.
Isn't too bad.
Yeah.
No.
And then, and I thought it'd be better to have them with us than, you know, than not. So yes, if you want to take a photo with Albert or Vicky or both, yeah, we'll you know, we'll charge you a giant fee and you can do so. Just kidding, everybody. You can, yeah. If we're able to, we'll let you meet Albert and Vicky. But
yes.
They will be
yes.
there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm not
yeah,
sure I'm going to be
they cannot
taking...
be trusted alone. They cannot be trusted.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be wheeling
no,
him around the vendor
that's
hall,
true.
But they may not be hanging out at the table. Who knows? They, you know, they
you
may
know,
hit it off real well with Tommy and be
it.
Hanging out with Tommy at his table. You know, you just don't know. But, yeah, so if you see two tuxedo cats wandering around, probably let us know right away.
Probably.
Yeah, that would be ours. Yeah, that would be ours.
There could very well be some other bonded pair of tuxedo cats. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's possible.
No.
We'll have to see. But
somebody brought
I mean,
theirs.
Right.
But, yeah, I love this new venue. I'm so kind of stoked
yeah.
about the new venue. It's so nice and yeah, all these little bonuses.
Pet-friendly.
Mm-hmm,
yay.
That, too. And but, yeah, Tommy, what are you looking forward to? Because you were there in year one. So what, you know, tell us a little bit about perspective-wise. What are you looking forward to this year, and especially with the new venue and where we're at 8 years later? And you've seen it. Through the years, so yeah. Tell us what's your hopes and dreams for this year.
Well, I am interested to see the new venue because you know we've seen it in venues a couple of times, and we were there at the Overlook Hotel there for a few years, and now we've moved on to the new one. I'm curious what that's going to bring, how that's going to affect everything, the flow, and also I'm going to have to get my bearings once I step into the place. Because it's going to be different. I'm going to have to find out where all the panel rooms are and all of that and the vendor space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of getting familiarized with it. So it's hard for me to say, but I'm hearing a lot of good things so far. So
yeah.
I'll just be interested
at least
to see how, you know, how that plays into all of it. And,
I was just
and I know
with Holly,
have,
it's nice. To yeah. Oh, go ahead, Tommy.
Oh, I know when you have so many creative minds and forces in the same building together, as happens in Imaginarium, there are so many different variables and so many kinds of creative magic can come out of that, so many sparks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can all walk out of that with any number of things at the end of it. So it's really, you don't always know, but it's always something positive. It's always something rejuvenating, you know, and sort of an experience,
yeah.
Right?
That, yeah, there's a certain synergy, a certain creative camaraderie, and you can really learn a lot. There are a lot of people from a lot of walks of life and creativity that can, there's just so much. You know, I could go on and on about all the possibilities
yeah.
and all the things that have happened and all the things that may happen at the forthcoming one. So we'll see, but
yeah.
I'll definitely be interested to see what will come out of it.
When's your private jet landing in Louisville? Are you coming in Friday or Thursday night?
I'll probably see you Friday. Probably we'll have to refuel it on Thursday and then prime everything. And then I'll be flying in and coming down. yeah, for trouble sometimes.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was saying to Holly the other day, what I was going to say earlier is it's nice to finally be in a venue where when you look at it up online and where everybody else looks at it up online, you have something that's just under a 4.5 out of 5-star rating from customer reviews.
Yes.
It's nice to have something that's above 4 stars.
Yes.
You know,
right.
On five
and it
star
hasn't
scale.
Caught on fire either.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's nice to have a nice venue. And basically, that's just my way of saying it's really great to have a nice venue.
It is.
I can't wait, yeah, to have folks, because this is what we've wanted for the caliber event it is. I mean, this event, this venue fits the caliber of what I think Imaginarium's at right now, and that's a nice feeling.
Cool.
You know, that's why, unless you're so frustrating having to postpone that, you know, till this year. But, yeah, you know, at least we get to show it off this year and welcome you into a snazzy new digs, as they call them. Yeah, yeah, very nice place.
Snazzy
new
digs.
Yeah. I think
cool.
You guys will all
and,
like it. I think you will.
Yeah. Speaking of, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are we allowed to talk about what Matt's got going on? Are we allowed to talk about
it? Yes, talk
okay.
about it.
Why
this
not?
This would be so much fun. Go ahead.
All right. So Matt Smith of Appalachian Ghost Production is doing a super secret, cool short film project. And it's going to resemble a music video. So, and we really kind of need just everyone involved. So, you know, if you're interested, message me, message Matt, and we'll rope you in somehow.
It's going to be a fun parody music video. It's going to be it's going to be great.
Parody music video.
And
especially cosplayers, or if you have any wild, wacky, if you have like steampunk, or if you're goffed out. You know, any kind of
whatever,
costume-y,
furry, whatever.
Yeah, you have
just they take
a cool look. Yeah, furries.
Yeah,
yeah. If you have a cool look or a costumey look, or you know, if in some cases if that's just how you regularly dress,
Daniel Dark,
you know, give us a shout and we will because we definitely want to get as many people as we can involved in the project. And yeah, I mean, literally, it's just going to be like people partying, so if you just want to do what you're already doing and we'll film around you, that's awesome.
That's fine too. Yeah. But the more the merrier. Yeah, if you want involved, just let us know, man, because it's going to be a lot of fun. When Matt approached me with it, I said, well, now I cannot help a lot, because I said my hands are already full. I would love to. I said, I'll be in it. Yeah. I'll make a cameo. But, you know, and then he talked to you about it. I said, Rebecca, that's you and Rebecca's baby, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll definitely do a jig or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And we're working on I'm kind of working on, like, parody lyrics. So,
awesome.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'll tell you who you need to talk to. I just have come to me is Molly Daniels, Kenzie Michaels, whichever you want to call her. She loves to do karaoke, and so she would be great at getting in on this, because I know she would do something. She'd have fun with this.
Oh, yeah.
So she's one to talk to, too.
And she's in the chat room, so.
Yep. Kenzie's in the chat room as we speak. Just look down there. And,
is she in there?
Oh, yes. Of course, we're all waiting to see what kind of great swag she has at her booth this year, because she's famous for her swag. The Kenzie Michaels
Steven,
swag.
Even a few years ago.
So
what?
Kenzie writes romance, right? And Stephen, one year, he embarrassed her so bad. It was so funny. And I was thinking the same thing. It was hilarious. But she had this, Teacher's Pet is the name of the book, if you guys would check it out. But It has this teacher, you know, this teacher's pet, this little, you know, schoolgirl-looking sexy person on the front. And she was giving out, you know, stuff with her name on it, right? Swag. She had a little thing of tissues with teacher's pet written on it. And this cover of this, you know, sexy little girl tissue pack. Think about this, guys. It ain't too far of a stretch.
Think about it.
What
would
a dad need with a tissue pack while reading a sexy book?
Wow.
Let your imagination roam.
That was awesome.
She said, oh my God, her mouth opened. She was like,
oh my God, I thought about that.
Like, she goes, I never thought about that. And I was like, well, now you are, you know.
Yeah, the Kleenex packs. And I saw that, and I was like, gosh, she just went up to legend status when I saw that. I was just like, oh, that is
yeah, so we
track.
Will forever tease
that
her
awesome.
About that.
That's
forever.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She says
forever. Yeah,
she
always...
She's responding to that. She says, for a romance author, my mind never went there with all the Kleenex. She just sneezes a lot, she says.
Men do too, but it's at the other end. I'm just saying.
I guess so. But yeah.
No.
That was hilarious. Oh my
Not
God! I think I laughed
Holly.
For an hour. That was at the Kentuckiana Authors Fair with Tony Acree's event. That was up in LaGrange, Kentucky, and that's where I saw it. And oh my God!
That was the best thing ever.
I laughed for a week. I think after that, but that was awesome. So yeah, everybody has to see what kind of swag Kenzie has this year. Go check it out.
Well, I know she's done like chapstick. She did a hand sanitizer, I'm sure, over getting the COVID thing. Yeah, I mean, she has some really cool swag at her table.
Yeah.
It's clever.
Yeah, swag is fun.
She makes stickers out of her, you know,
clever
swag.
Covers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cool swag, folks, at these expos.
Oh,
and
the 51st attendees this year will be getting swag bags. They're going to be filled with some very cool things.
Oh, yeah. The first 50,
oh,
yeah.
My God. We've got
swag
yeah,
bags.
We've got people.
Yeah, great swag
Candy
bags.
Candy Linder's been helping Cassandra with that, mm-hmm. and we got people sending stuff from all over. I've got people dropping some stuff off this weekend. Some people are mailing it up there, and then I know some is set to Sandy, Cassandra. Yeah, there's all kinds of neat stuff.
Yeah, somebody sent 50 bottles of bourbon, but I definitely know that wasn't for the swag bags. That was for me personally.
I just put that away.
I've
seen this question. Is the expo hall open to the public this year?
We are, in the past, overwhelming majority was always ticketed people that were going to our expo.
Okay.
It was minimal. So we're keeping things simple this year by having everything be ticketed. It keeps things much more streamlined for the security and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a lot.
And it also promotes them going to being able to go to the panels, the workshops, the game
panels
hall,
and workshops.
They want to check out a film,
events,
you know, and stuff like
festival.
That. Yeah, you know, and actually be more proactive and participating.
Right.
Yeah.
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 And people don't realize it does
event.
Cost,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It does cost
us,
and costs have risen over the past few years.
And the fancier venue costs go up. Yeah. The venue's more expensive.
We have to incur that cost.
It's nicer, but we get charged more to give you a nicer venue.
Right.
And then we are doing a dual platform this year with live and, I should say, both are live, but I mean in person and virtual. So, so things have gone up a little bit more this year on our cost side. So, we've got to make sure we keep the ship together so that we can grow here.
And keep bringing you wonderful programming for years to come.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, most definitely.
Cool.
But we got about 6 minutes left, so do we have some questions?
Got already.
Tommy, since Tommy's on with us right now, do you have anything as far as you would like to know, Tommy, as a veteran guest? Anything you think we should answer?
Well, I think you've pretty well covered any questions I might have had. There's not much left to do for me but to dive right in. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Ah, it's going to be good. Oh, it's going to be excellent to see you, man. This is a reunion. This is kind of, to me, this has got like a reunion vibe to it because everybody wasn't doing any live events. I mean, not just a reunion for Imaginarium. I mean, I'm talking about the entire circuit. I mean, nobody has, you know, really ventured out in a while. So this is going to be a reunion kind of vibe, I think. And I think that's going to put a lot of positive chi into the environment around us.
Well, you know, we all forged through 2020, all these murder hornets and fire tornadoes and, you know, trappings of the apocalypse, and we're all still here to talk about it, so we can all get back together and write about, you know, the apocalypse and the death of some people, RG and some others, but...
Yeah, for the whole last year, I've just been throwing up my hands and going, see?
I tried to warn you people, I've tried to tell you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Most definitely.
Well,
I do want to
Tommy writes some of that too.
Yeah. I'm picking up some of your books this year, Tommy.
Excellent. Yes, come on by. I'll be there.
Awesome. I'm excited. Now,
I've got a rising ass on digital, so I enjoyed that one.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I was about to say, I'm doing a promo starting next week. So a week from today, I'm doing a promo. I'm having Rising Ash is going to be available for digital for 5 days. So it's going to be available for free from Wednesday through the end of Imaginarium. So I'm doing like an Imaginarium promo.
Cool.
So everybody, check it out. So, and for those who paid for it, thank you for supporting a starving artist.
Yes.
And Daniel had to, by the way, leave us to just a second ago. So he did this before I got a chance to say that, yeah, to wish him a happy anniversary tomorrow. His anniversary with his wife is tomorrow. And so,
yes, happy anniversary, Daniel.
I was
going
to do that at the end of the show, and then he hops offline right before I can do that. He's slick. But,
I'm
going to
miss him
note.
So much, though.
He disappears into the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does. And Daniel was my voice of reason, which is hilarious because, that's got to be your voice of reason, that's scary. But, yes, he was my voice of reason at Imaginarium because Daniel would tell everybody I'm the only one that could goodbye with talking to her that way because he would see me stressed out or running around crazy, and he'd come up to me and he'd say, sit down.
Yeah.
You need to rest.
Yep.
And then people would look at him funny, and he'd be like, I'm the only one left to talk to her that way.
Oh, that's amazing.
She won't smack me. But I am going to miss my drink and cigar with my buddy.
Yeah.
But he'll have to come see me soon. Or
well, maybe Tommy will have to shadow you and make sure you have a drink and a cigar or something. You know, maybe we'll have to
it's others' responsibility to watch me not pull my hair out.
We'll have to assign a group, like maybe Carl Moore and Tommy and myself, you know, just keep an eye on you, make sure you have a drink and a cigar.
Yeah. We'll just have a rotating Holly watch.
Yeah, a Holly watch.
Just keep wine down
Holly
me,
watch.
And I'm good. Just keep giving me my sippy cup of wine, and I'm fine.
Sippy cups of wine. She'll be very, very happy and do wonderfully. But
I did learn one little trick on, hey, we got 3 minutes left. I'll learn one little trick on TikTok. You take a Capri Sun, you know, one of the Capri Sun juices, you cut just a little bit of the top off. You pour half of it out, pour the rest of vodka, replace it in there. And then you take a hair straightener and you crimp it back shut, right? Did you see that? Genius. Nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way.
Right.
It's genius. So.
Isn't that genius?
There's a will, there's a way.
But now we know why Tommy always drinks Capri Suns at events. No, just kidding.
That's right. You always see me walking around with Capri Suns.
We just thought he was really healthy or something.
I ain't passed it.
But yeah, come on out, folks. It's going to be a great year, and definitely got all the goods, all the content, loaded with content and great folks to meet, interact, network with. So yeah, definitely come out, join us, and we'll be joining you. We probably won't have a show next Wednesday, but we'll be resuming regular schedule the week afterwards and give you a little feedback on how the crazy week went. So, but yeah, turn it over to you, Holly and Archie and Tommy, and you guys can take us out.
Well, thank you for joining us, and join us in the two weeks, again on a Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., and enjoy another great creative and us talking about all the fun we had at Imaginarium. Hope to see you at Imaginarium the 9th through the 11th in Louisville, Kentucky. Go to www.enterTheImaginarium.com, and I will see you there. Goodbye. Okay, there you go, Rebecca and Tommy B.
Awesome. I'm so excited to see everyone. You can find me at rjwesterman.com, and I will see you next time.
Last word with Tommy B. Smith.
Prepare yourselves, friends, for something special. The future is coming. Until the next.